I'm only gonna check in like briefly because like I had no caffeine at all, so I just chugged one of these. So we're gonna see what that
just
does
now?
To me. Yeah, it's on top of two bologna sandwiches, so we'll see what it does.
That sounds like a recipe for diarrhea.
Wow,
dude. Yesterday, all I ate was one whole Little Caesars pizza in one sitting and two pots of coffee. 2 a.m. Pissing out my ass.
God. Oh, God.
Oh, man. Jesus.
I was up naturally like, oh, okay, I'm awake. Oh, hello, yesterday's mistakes. Fortunately, I live alone, so I can just turn up the music and like turn up the propane heaters, like
just and live in the bathroom
quietly. Die by yourself.
Testing.
Die on the toilet.
Dude, I'm gonna put like a PlayStation in there or something.
You don't want it to become that much of a problem.
I don't know, man. You can get
right.
You can get a Steam Deck, right?
Fucking Steam computer, Deck.
And you can just.
But the longest time when I was a kid, I had a Game Boy, original Game Boy, and fucking Tetris. Just always, like, the bathroom had, like, the little rack of magazines and Tetris. Yeah, life is good.
That does sound pretty good.
All right.
A little Steam Deck, right? You can just
hell yeah.
Hammer away on
I that like thing. That idea.
Google Stadia. Yeah. Don't even need a fucking a console anymore.
No.
No fecal affiliations on air. Good thing we're pre-gaming.
Just kidding. You can't do Stadia here. There's not enough bandwidth.
What's Stadia?
No, you can't go up. You can't go up.
Oh, my God. What are we talking about? I posted things. Things I posted. What I do. My brain don't work now. Nothing.
Your brain says...
Mid-Hudson's less shitty than Verizon.
We'll go with that. We actually have snow reports.
That's the best thing you can say.
These don't pop up unless there's an inch.
Nah. What doesn't pop up though? Those.
The dark blue, especially dark blue, is 4 to 6.
Test, yeah. Like test, test, test.
It's just that's like snow effects, country.
So
it's like Hoth in there.
The frozen asshole of Hoth.
Excellent.
All right, here's the shit that I do in the morning just to see what's going on.
Canaderp is the fucking. Frozen.
Oh my God, we're going to attack Canada today because did you hear about those truckers?
So we're going to attack them?
What, the freedom truckers?
Oh, no, no. I'm personally attacking Canada because I have a quiz on their stupid laws that are completely unrelated to anything modern like now.
You're going
to
personally attack Canada.
But no, the cops are like, we might be calling out the military on these truckers.
Why?
The truckers who are pissed off?
What are they mad about? I don't even know what they're mad about.
Okay.
Stop watching the news. Okay.
The truckers are mad. The truckers are mad because even though they drive, they drive their trucks from place to place with the product, they have to be vaccinated in order to cross the border.
Oh.
And most truckers.
And all they do is go to loading docks.
Yeah.
Now,
and truck stops.
So that's, tens of thousands of truckers.
There's a bunch of truckers that went, woohoo, we're going to brandish a whole bunch of like. Trump flags, a couple American rebel flags, and or two Nazi flags, and we're going to like roll into town, and we're just going to like roll into downtown Ottawa and muck the place up until they listen to us.
So it's January 6th.
Nope, this is nothing like that. This is a protest. Like
are you saying they're going
protest.
To interrupt commerce?
Oh, they are.
Oh my God, a protest has never done that before.
I don't know, man.
No, that's the whole point of them.
Right.
The only problem is...
The fact that they're not working is interrupting commerce.
They're a severe minority. The Canadian Trucking Alliance does not support them. And they're like, most of our truckers are vaccinated and doing their job. So...
Oh, because that's not a CYA statement.
What's that?
Cover your ass.
Hey, I know, but like, do you really want to be associated with a guy that's like...
You're official. Official. I need to go put a good program.
What? What did you do?
Painkillers.
Painkillers. He never said what got him in a what got his grouse today.
Yeah, I know.
Because his grouse.
Yeah, he never said what got his grouse.
Got his grouse. Oh God.
What's stuck in your craw?
Stuck in your craw.
Catch. Get your panties in a bunch there, Joe.
Sure, I appreciate that.
Ooh, Slackware 15 came out. Finally. Oh, they finally adopted Pam. Oh, Pam. My God.
What is that?
Pluggable authentication modules.
Oh, like a YubiKey.
Okay, now if...
No, like... There's that's like 25 in the it's a Linux a module or something. Like,
how many do I have to take to be
I can't even explain it.
At least one ibuprofen.
Let me see.
Well, it's RTFM. We'll go to the man page and I'll still be confused
about what
it
is. I know, right?
Check
yeah.
The code number.
Pam is like something that allows your say Gparted.
Oh, Gparted.
To actually make modifications to your hard drives without having to ask you for your password all the time.
Say what now?
That's what Pam does. So you don't have to run Gparted as root.
Hmm.
And Slackware 15 finally adopted it.
Hooray for them.
Oh. My God. They dropped Qt 4 and finally moved to Qt 5, which is already EOL.
It's called Slackware.
You have no idea with those people.
What do you mean?
I mean, shit, piss, and corruption.
For Slackware?
Oh, that's what we're talking about? All right.
That's what I was. I was on that.
My brain is not on.
It's these somewhere.
Okay, these might be right. This shit's been fucking with me because I've been watching live readings from around the region, and this now Apple-owned bullshit
this
is, like,
right.
Wrong.
Apple-owned?
Oh, yeah. I don't identify 40. Websites by their URL. I identify them by their owners, by who their business daddy is.
Dark Sky?
Dark Sky was recently acquired by fucking Apple, and then guess what? Guess who? What platform lost access to Dark Sky? Android. Right away, they're like, oh, yeah, fuck you. I'm like, okay, Android though. Your devices have a web browser, right? Right? You have a fucking web browser, right? Fuck you. What the fuck is wrong with you? Huh?
You can just go to that website.
Yeah. Darksky.net. And they promised to keep this up for at least a bit.
For at least a bit?
No, they're like, we're killing this. We will kill this because this is just for Apple users.
Hey, at least they're telling you. Unlike Google. Google doesn't tell you when they're going to kill something. It's just known. It's understood.
It's understood. Eventually, this will be taken away.
Brian can tell you about that.
This is dead.
I'm not going to boast about it because I have gotten actual, free G Suite for a decade, paying $0 and
free
on my
99.
Own domain, and so it's like, oh, well, you got to
free 99.
Now you got to pay like $6 a month, whatever, for it, but like. Yeah, but if I'm going to pay for it, I'm going to pay somebody else $5 a month. So somebody who's not going to spy on me and sell shit to me.
You know, it's going to be the same thing.
Make me pay for it,
it's kind of degenerate. Like, you're like, oh, well, Microsoft won't spy on me. And then you walk over there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, not Microsoft.
Oh, for fuck's sake, please don't tell me I have to upgrade.
Microshaft will give you the shaft.
They just want your money. Google just wants your soul.
Google, wow. Yeah, Google wants all the money.
Because Google has all the money.
No, I was
it has the money that it wants.
Oh, yeah, they're spoofing GPS signals on tankers now to avoid sanctions.
Hey, you gotta save it for the show.
Ah. This thing on? Yo, that wasn't even in focus. Fuck.
You know what? Next time, we'll bring some Coke.
Focus.
Okay? We'll bring some Coke.
That'd be a good day.
Yep.
You gotta, like... I want to have it in an enema that's, like, fed during the show so that I start like this. But, yeah, totally like this.
An enema. Dude.
And then I slowly die over the years on air.
Yeah. You don't want it in an enema version of it, an enema drip, because I tried this before, and it affects you too fast because it's too close to the blood-brain barrier.
The point is you don't have to use that much.
Did you?
Jesus Christ, Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, did you watch what was in Future Man?
Wait, hold on. I'm trying to shake that vision out of my head desperately.
What?
Man?
What about him?
What?
Well, they were doing, they were like, the guy's like, I did so much cocaine, I burned out my nose, and then they were blowing in his ass. Yeah, like this whole big straw contraption going up his anus, and he's like blowing into it.
You can suck in if you do it right.
You know, that reminds me of some native...
if this ride reaches us, I'm leaving.
It's called Yopo. they mix it together with a hash.
What
they cook it
us?
Down, and then they have a guy blow it into your face.
That red shit.
Oh. What is that? Is that?
I mean, in your face.
These are deep.
Red? Is that closures?
This is DPW reports of severity. Pink is it sucks, but it's traversable. Red means you really shouldn't fucking be on this road.
Okay, so way over there in the Finger Lakes.
Yeah,
it's like no, that's beyond Finger Lakes. That's
yeah. Here we go. We got Ithaca, Cortland.
That's beyond, like, underneath Rochester.
And, like, yeah, here's where it's...
Oh, wow. So that's... What is that line up above? That's the snow line, and above that's freezing ass, and below it's rain?
Yeah.
It's all blue is snow, pink is mixed, red is rain. Or green is rain.
Where are we? Wait, where are we? There we are.
Wow. Pink is touching us.
That's coming over.
You could even see. You can look. Look. There's the little pink on the fucking mountain. Starts there.
It's coming.
And I got guys out there too. Like I had a guy like north of Durham, and he's like, "It's snowing right here. I'm on a hill and it's snowing." And I'm like, "Get the fuck out. There's nothing on the radar. Zoom, zoom. One little pixel. Are you kidding me?"
That's Durham. Hey, that's guys, the weather in Durham. That's how it happens.
But guys, I got
it's
some.
It's 80 in Catskill. What's it like in Durham? Oh my God, we got hail the size of peas here and bigger. What? Really? How it could be 80 over here and you get hail in Durham? Because Greene County.
A pixel of hail in Durham. A pixel's worth of hail.
The rain will fall, and the air will slowly chill things down. While the air up here is still warm and rain, so it's going to be rain. Not sort of rain, not sort of rain, and then we're looking at an accretion kind of event here. That could
accretion. Oh yeah, it's gonna. Yeah,
that could kill people.
Yeah,
and so take out power. Ice accretion.
Ice
it's gonna build up.
No. Mild to major ice storm, maybe. I don't know. It's gonna only. It's going down to 20. So yeah.
Ice.
Yeah. Knock on the woods.
Ice, baby.
It could be a long day tomorrow. It could be a long day tomorrow.
That's right. You have to worry about wires.
Yes.
With ice stacked on top of wires.
This was a lot worse, so it's kind of moving down in severity. But,
we're looking at, like, what?
More than a tenth is, yeah, the third, almost a third up on the mountain. Look at that, almost half. Fucking Hudson, 4.
Oh, you're 0.4. You're talking about his.
That's my region. Area. Go pick.
His region of interest.
Testing.
Yeah, no.
Half an inch of ice accumulation.
Mm-hmm. And that don't melt that quick.
I was really just pulling the trees down, so it blows ass.
Mm-hmm. Running into branches in the road and shit, and I'm gonna go into work to eat up the entire day, get paid for it.
Catenaries of doom.
What?
Do you have any extra long catenaries of doom?
Catenaries.
Yeah.
No, I mean. Oh.
Since it's not a parabola when you hang a wire, it's actually a catenary. Yeah, between poles.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks to that word, no one's gonna fucking remember, Cody.
Yep.
Albert will
catenary. Catenary. No, I might remember just because he's like, well, that's an attendant. I'm like, well, that's directly related to me. So I might care.
What's directly related to you? Oh, because of antennas?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is directly related.
Okay.
It also
Can
describes...
I tell you RF is a piece of shit?
Oh, the fuck is no RF?
How dare you?
RF what?
It's a piece of shit and very asymmetrical?
No. It's just... Yeah, I'm going to go with that one.
What frequency range?
L-band.
That's 20. No.
No, it's 17, in the. It's 17,
1600.
I don't know. Is it 1,000 megahertz? Hold on. I think it's C-band.
C-band's the big dish.
I know.
That's 5G, right? Wait. Are we going to need to save this for the show? Because we might need to talk about 5G and planes. That'll eat up a few seconds.
That's it? Just a few seconds?
I don't know.
5G and planes? Yeah. Yeah, I can eat that up real goddamn quick.
You get on the same dish.
Okay, so they're working different.
I could be wrong. I did not work in art.
I am setting up a weather situational awareness. Tablature set up.
Oh, 1,000 to 2,000 gigahertz.
1,000 to 2,000 gigahertz.
Yeah.
1 to 2 gig.
Oh wait. Yeah.
That's a big band.
L band.
1 to 2 gig. Okay. Because you said 1 to 2,000 gigahertz.
No, sorry. Yeah, no, 2,000 gigahertz. Yeah.
2 gig.
Which is?
No, it's 1 to 2,000 gigahertz.
1 to 2,000.
Yeah, no, 2,000 gigahertz. To 2 gigahertz. Jesus Christ.
Okay, fine. Thank you. I'm like, that's a lot of fucking bandwidth,
there,
man.
There are no terahertz.
How dumb am I? What are we talking about?
Nope. It's just me fucking up.
1, 2 gig.
I'm like, that's a lot.
That's a big bandwidth, though.
Uh-huh. Ow, that's a lot. That hurt my brain.
What is C-band operating?
Yeah, now I'm curious. What is C-band
operating? C-band is between 4 and 8 gigahertz.
4 and 8?
4 and 8?
Mm-hmm. Frequency range, C-band. So, I don't know. I'd probably have to show you the satellite dish, but it was saying it was at like 1,000 megahertz. Or
1,000.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. This is the Niagara area.
So the little Ku-band is 12 to 18 gigahertz.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't want to be driving on that.
Ain't too bad. That's light snow, as long as there's an ice under it.
That's like DirecTV and those guys, right?
That's not good for most people. Yep. West. Screw Lake is north.
I don't know.
Kanzua, Pennsylvania.
I don't know. I had a bouncing receiver, and I was like, "You fucking piece of shit!" I was just so fierce at that thing.
That was today.
Over the course of like 2 weeks. So like you get it to work and then it would start fucking going like this.
Oh my god.
Ends up just being a bad receiver, but still.
Of course. Just like a fucking module swap. Pull the module out of the back plane and put a new one in.
No, you literally had to take like a whole new giant ass receiver.
A big fucking like rack mount thing?
Yes.
Oh my god. The entire thing.
And then they ground shipped it to me. I was like, you fucker. No, it's just not important at all.
Save a penny. You save a penny.
Mm. Yes, pretty much.
To spend a dollar.
Yes. Yeah, DirecTV is KUNKA.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
No, it's not.
And they also use slightly bigger antennas just for distributing content.
They should have made it like those fucking pieces of equipment.
Oh, like when they had those that array of TV antennas in the city.
In the city,
what? Like a company would sit there and they had 1,000 actual television antennas, little antenna hooked up to a little receiver, and that was how they were getting around streaming.
They lost that.
Yeah, they lost. That's illegal. It's illegal to have like a whole bunch of receivers and then to like send that individually out.
Lowcast lost as well.
Yeah, that's our first sling box was testing that garbage. Where you can sling it to yourself from your home.
Those are very hard to like. They were like cool and then they like disappeared.
Because of probably challenges.
Probably.
What were they?
Sling. So like you'd basically inject it between like your TV, between your TV and your cable box, and you could stream your own stuff. And you have an RF blaster.
Which everybody can do today.
I saw the commercials with Ron Swanson, and I never understood that.
RF broadcast, like, you know, probably tight beam, low range.
Well, the idea was it was fair use because you were paying for your cable thing.
Sure.
You're just watching it somewhere else.
And you're just watching it somewhere else.
But that's illegal! We do not like that!
But I paid for the signal. Don't I own it?
Nope. You are renting it. Yeah. You don't own it. It owns you.
Yeah, and I was never into TV piracy.
Yeah, no. But it was... I get like the ones where they're like, this guy downloaded this song, go harass him.
Yeah. go bankrupt his ass. He got a song.
I don't know. I had to turn somebody off because like I was literally getting emails. I got like 20 emails. 20 emails over this one guy's song from like Thelonious Monk. Never even heard of the dude.
Really?
Yeah. And like he was like, and so whatever service basically latched onto that IP address. Like it sucks for him because he's on fiber, so like you never lose your signal.
Yep.
And so,
wow.
That's me. I never lose my IP address. I'm in Hudson. I got a VPN shit out.
Could he futz with his ONT or is his just?
Yeah,
his
I mean, you could just turn it off. But like, I catch you doing that too, so I know when you had that IP address. So then they're like, oh, well, who had this? That guy.
Like, so what does he do to get it back?
What?
Does he just like write a nice letter saying, I'm sorry, please turn me back on?
Yeah, pretty much. I made him uninstall uTorrent. I'm like, leave me alone. Literally made him uninstall uTorrent. I'm like, I'll just leave you off because they're going to sue me next. So see you later. Mm. See you later.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. So I just tell him to use like NordVPN. I'm like,
just give him some advice. Some friendly advice.
You know.
Friendly advice. As long as you do this on somebody else's network, I really don't care what you're doing.
Does it matter if they check the little encrypted only option?
Maybe I should give you my card to hand out to these
people. Like, if they had CubaTorrent, say, and they checked the encrypted connections only option, does it still look like BitTorrent traffic to your
BitTorrent's actually very tricky to block because like because it bounces around on all these different ports because. They're like,
it can, and you can randomize it. It doesn't have to be anything in particular.
It's random ports.
It doesn't always, but it can.
Yeah, if CubaTorrent by default does it by random.
And you can do UDP.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can't block it.
And broadcast, like.
I can't really block somebody from doing
it. But you can identify it, though, if you have the right profile.
Yeah, when you watch their bandwidth go.
Not really.
Yeah, why would you? Right, exactly.
Why would I mean, you're investing like millions of dollars to catch like one ding dong? Like, no.
One ding dong.
Yeah, but you can't. Yeah, you just can't
go
tell
get a bigger pipe.
That their bandwidth goes up with a spike while their number of IP connections just, goes up.
Yeah, but then you have to have the analytics software. Like, why bother? I mean, that's like the layer.
I could do that with fucking Wireshark or Nmap.
Yeah, I know, but like you're trying to do Wireshark like
on
8 gigs of traffic. Yeah. Like shit starts melting down.
Once your data set gets big enough,
it
gets harder to actually sift through it.
Yeah, no, it's just why
to filter out the noise.
So I could burn a 10 gig port on just like watching what people are doing.
He'd probably have to spend another, thousands of dollars on FortiGate subscriptions.
This is a comforting thing for me to know.
Yeah, no.
To actually get the functionality that we're suggesting is possible.
Yeah, I mean, there's some aggregation like on the bulk of like what you're doing. Like some people do that, but realistically, what exactly you're doing, I can't even tell. It's all encrypted anyway.
Right.
Yeah, it's encrypted, but you still know it's. You still got the metadata. You know what it is.
Well, no, because what the guys that are checking for the pirates, they've like uploaded their own file, and then they watch people download it and then share it, and then they're grabbing the fingerprint, right?
They're intentionally seeding and
they're seeding and then harassing.
So it's basically freaking privatized entrapment for profit. Privatized entrapment for profit. Good job, America and the world.
Well, that's what they did with what was it, the Expendables?
Really? So
they
uploaded their own.
Yes, they did. They uploaded their own movie to the torrents and then sued people.
Privatized.
Holy shit!
So like they privatized
that is some
the
next level entry, Hollywood.
That's how it all works. But the thing is, people
I
like
would understand
me,
if they just went and downloaded the file and then seeded it themselves, so they could
Yeah, they
track
literally
the connection.
No, they just
uploading it yourself, your file.
Yeah.
We didn't make any money at the box office on this piece of garbage. Yeah. Let's go fish for some money elsewhere.
Meanwhile, I'm well protected with my VPN, so I go, hey guys, nice high quality file, thanks. That's all it means to me. I'll tell people like, yo, I saw watermarks in this, careful getting it, but good flick, good watch. Oh yeah, Reno 911. I watched it all the way through.
The search for QAnon?
Yes, it was good.
Was it?
It was
good.
Did
they find QAnon?
Yes!
They found him.
Yes, of course they fucking did.
Was it some dude living in his mother's basement?
You know what? I'm not ruining it for anybody.
I bet it was.
You know what? It was not was Patton Oswalt, so...
I watched the first couple of minutes. I liked when they were just around the table yabbing, like... It's been really hard for us, between the Antifa and Black Lives Matter trying to defund us and Blue Lives Matter trying to kill us.
I should have just been a garbage man like fucking Dad said.
And then the one lady's taking all the different pills. Like, how'd you get those pills? Well, I had to tell the doctor on the phone that I was concerned that I was going to harm myself and others.
You have to say and others part.
And then they'll give you all the pills.
And she bulges, pop, pop, pop. This one makes me up. This one brings me down a little bit. This one helps me focus. And this one helps me poop right. And they're all like, how'd you get the fucking eyes? Nice spread, man.
I have to go watch that.
Nacho's going to go send it to you.
I have Paramount Plus. I can just watch it.
Oh, wow. He pays the big bucks.
I forget who you are anyway, so never mind. I'm like, I ain't downloading shit for you. Fuck you.
You have all the content.
Yeah. I did this shit at work through a fucking 700K connection.
Ew.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Because I hate people at work and I want to bog their shit down.
Why not just...
Well, there you go.
Oh,
that seems
okay.
Fair.
Cool.
Oh, no, no. Like, 90 gig torrent down. And then this computer over here is going to re-encode all my videos, and then this one's going to upload them to Telegram.
How many days does that...
Very many.
Many, many. It doesn't even, that's not a thing to me anymore. Like, this, you're just always running, aren't you? Okay, good.
That's just...
You burden up the company energy? Good.
Pat it on the disk drive.
Oh, it's just a little... My desk's a little warmer in the morning when I come in there. Just because of it. Bzzz, good computer.
What are you, just, like, cranking the ADSL connection?
Pretty much. That's what he's got.
At work?
Yep. Yes, at work. I have ADSL.
At work.
I go home, and I got a nice, like, solid, like, 7.5 megabyte connection, and it works. It works nice, and then I got to go to work to do stuff, and it's like, this sucks. You suck. Why does this suck?
You should consider turning the torrenting off while you're there.
No. I have, like, a kill switch.
I get paid either way, so.
I have a kill switch for all my stuff, so I go, okay, now the internet works for me, and now it don't. But even when it's still...
The ultimate ass clog. I'm going to clog it
up.
Dude,
you've got office space down.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God, that's funny.
It's to a science.
Is this years of dealing with printers? Has this turned you into a bitter weirdo?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Let's just say the last thing you want is me in your space and bored. I start fires, man. Like, that ain't even a joke. I've gotten in trouble for that shit. Just bored. Like, I didn't even mean to.
I didn't even mean to.
I'm always drawn to fire.
All right.
It's a great purifier.
Oh, no.
And yet it's not alarming to him that he has a wood stove in his house.
Well, if it's set up right, I ain't going to light it on.
I have a wood stove in my house with a 3-inch exhaust pipe.
That's not good. By the way, for those listening.
Is it going mostly vertical, so it's at least helping
that's
itself?
That's this, right? That's pretty much...
3-inch exhaust pipe. Is that,
that's this, right here. Two of my thumbs put together.
Okay.
That's
okay.
The diameter.
Okay.
Why?
Okay.
Just because my
here's
thumbs
how it works.
I understand that.
Here's how it works. Okay, I got a stove, right?
It's a creosote.
And it's not a big stove. It's just got, like, two open top ports for me to put my stuff on there.
Yeah.
And the back has the little adapter for the pipe, which is normally goes up and then goes out of the fucking house.
Yeah.
Mine, the pipe goes straight fucking up for like 4 feet.
Testing, testing.
And it's solid, like it's 6-inch diameter, so.
Okay.
And I have it actually wrapped in.
Hey, Joe, reset the stream.
What's that?
It sounds like chipmunks again. Is there a number wrong that I programmed when I did that script?
Uh-oh.
Is it
the
wrong
number?
Sound like chipmunks. Check your old numbers.
One number?
But right. When the stream launches, whatever the script that runs for.
Oh, I haven't run a script like.